BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News.
FPT Corporation on April 13 has held a topping out ceremony for the FPT Quy Nhơn Interlevel School. This marks FPT's second campus in Bình Định Province and the fifth K-12 school the corporation has developed in central Vietnam. Built on the site of over 23,000 square meters, the new facility will complete FPT's full education system in Bình Định, offering primary, lower secondary, and upper secondary levels. In his congratulatory remarks, Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn emphasized that the establishment of FPT Quy Nhơn Interlevel School marks a significant milestone, laying the foundation for the strong development of Long Vân Bình Định Silicon Valley, where FPT plays a pioneering role. He affirmed that the province will continue to provide the most favorable conditions in terms of policies, business environment, and support ecosystem to ensure FPT's sustainable growth in the region.
The Women's Entrepreneurship Support Project, Project 939 in Bình Định Province for 2025 aims to enhance awareness among women about the party's guidelines, state policies, and laws on entrepreneurship, while fostering creativity and entrepreneurial spirit to promote women's business development. Key activities include promoting awareness of the party's policies, state laws on entrepreneurship and business development, highlighting women's role in economic growth, supporting women in starting businesses and innovative entrepreneurship, building networks and facilitating trade promotion, monitoring and evaluating the implementation of policies and laws supporting women entrepreneurs, assessing the progress of Project 939 in 2024 and setting directions for 2025.
The Provincial Department of Agriculture and Environment, in coordination with the People's Committee of Quy Nhơn City and the Bình Định Fish and Port Management Board, recently held a conference to report on the results of the pilot model for collecting household plastic waste from fishing vessels and bringing it ashore at Quy Nhơn Fishing Port. Launched as a pilot in 2024, the model aims to manage and reduce household plastic waste discharged from fishing vessels into the sea. It also seeks to raise awareness and promote compliance among fishermen in protecting the marine environment, combat ocean plastic pollution, and generate employment and income for informal workers through the collection, sorting, and recycling of plastic waste on board fishing vessels. According to statistics, in 2024, approximately 2,300 kilograms of waste were collected from 200 fishing vessels across the province, including 1,880 kilograms of plastic and 420 kilograms of aluminum. Bình Định is the first province in the country to implement a closed-loop process for bringing household waste from fishing vessels ashore. C
Since the beginning of the year, the province has reported 418 suspected cases of measles, with 79 confirmed positive cases. Additionally, two measles outbreaks have been detected, both centered in Quyang City. The Ministry of Health advises individuals at high risk due to chronic diseases such as diabetes and those with unclear vaccination history or who have never had measles to proactively get the measles vaccine. This is particularly important as recent cases show that measles is affecting more adults with more experiencing severe symptoms, including fatalities. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.